Bank of Cardiff, this is Straw.
Hi there, sorry, I didn't catch your first name.
It's Shaw.
Shaw?
Yeah.
Okay, this is Denise. I'm with 316 Aviation. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Doing good. I received a letter from your bank. Well, it looks like it's from your bank, but the only thing is it has a different the first three digits on the letter.
Okay.
The first area code is different from what is on Google.
I see.
So I wanted to see if, you know, if I'm contacting the right place or if the letter came from you guys.
Okay.
It has your logo on it and everything. It says, like, that we have been pre-approved for a business loan and an unsecured loan for 3 years is basically what they said.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, the numbers are a little bit different just because the number you're calling right now is our main line, and then the other number is the direct mail line. But that's okay. I handle both of the type of calls, so I can help you here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because we get a lot of, like, really weird calls, like, from a lot of different lenders. And
oh, really? Kind
of, yeah, but they're just kind of like, they seem a little shady, so I'm like, eh.
Okay.
I don't trust them anymore, so I saw the difference in the number, and I'm like, wait a minute.
Okay, sure. Let me
I was interested in seeing what you guys did because I am interested in I don't know what all you guys do, but we do have a couple of loans.
Okay.
And we would be interested in maybe like consolidating them or something.
Okay, sure. How many loans do you have?
I have a personal one that I had taken out a while ago for the business, but it's personal, but it is for the business.
Okay.
Then we have one with Rapid Advance and a Quarter Spot.
And what was the last one? Quarter Spot?
Yeah, Quarter Spot's like 15 and Rapid's like at 78,000.
78?
Yeah, and the personal one I have like at 23.
Okay. And then what's your gross annual sales like last year?
Last year was $1,020,000.
$1,020,000.
And this year we're on track to do like $1.5 million.
Okay. Nice. All right. And then are you looking for additional capital on top of what you owe?
To be honest with you, not really. I mean, maybe a little bit, but not really. I'm looking more to just kind of save on our monthly you know, cuz with all the the Rapid and the Quarter Spot and everything, I mean, it puts our monthly payments like really, really high. You know, so I would take a little bit extra capital. We don't really need it, but I would take it maybe and just obviously put it towards some orders or some growth or whatnot, but it's not like we don't have to have it.
I see. Okay. So your main concern is just consolidating the loans and then hopefully getting
like
one payment and maybe smaller or something like that.
Correct. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So looking at the balances you have right now, it's because when we do consolidation of loan, you have to take additional capital on top that's at least 50% more than what you owe other lenders. So, you know, based on the balances you have right now, which is about guesstimate about 100K. You would need a 200K in order to do the consolidation and refi.
78,000 plus 15,000 plus 23,000. Okay, yeah, so like 200,000.
Mm-hmm.
But on like a 3-year loan, what do you guys normally look at, like monthly payments, or is it like weekly payments on it?
Sure, we have 3 different options. It's daily, weekly, and monthly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, monthly or even weekly would be okay. But on something like a 3-year, like on 200,000, what would that look like on average? I know it's not exact, but
Okay, yeah, I can run the numbers for you and see, you know, what that number is going to come out to be. The term length and the interest and the amount that you're qualified for, monthly or weekly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But would you be interested in 200K?
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, we can do it. We can definitely put it to use. It's not a problem, obviously.
Okay.
But yeah, and especially if we. If we end up saving money, you know, that's not a problem.
Right, exactly. Okay, perfect. I just want to make sure that that's something you're interested in, you know, because $200,000 to some people is a lot of money, and, you know, I don't want to, you know, overburn you or anything like that.
Right, no, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sure. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
It
on the letter?
2511 0801 -0000-1752.
1752? Okay. Let's take a look.
And you said your first name is Jia. Like, how do you spell your first name?
It's J-I-A. Jia.
Oh, Jia. J-I-A. Mm-hmm. Got it. Sorry.
No worries. And is this Denise?
Yes, I'm Denise.
Okay, perfect. And is this number ending in 0680 the best number to get back to you at?
This is the business line. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so I have your information pulled up here. I'm just going to confirm a couple pieces of info I have on the business, and then we can, you know, discuss the details of the loan.
Okay.
Okay, I have 316 Aviation Company.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And are you guys a C Corp, S Corp, or LLC?
I believe we're a C Corp.
C Corp? Okay. And I have you down as the time in business is about a year, year and a half?
No. We've been in business for 2 years and 5 months.
Oh, okay. So 2014.
April of 2014.
Okay. And I have your address here as 21011 Johnson Street.
Suite 129.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. And are you the 100% owner?
No, me and my husband own 50-50.
Okay, 50-50?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nice. All right. Okay, perfect. So I got all the information. And I do see here that I have a UCC filing, which is how we pre-approved you based on, that you had you did something back in March of 2016, or this year. Was that the rapid one or the quarter spot?
Actually, no. I think that is a company called Bluevine. What they do is they do invoice factoring. But we really aren't doing anything with them anymore. I just don't really care too much for the type of, like, you know, like you do the invoice and they punch. It's kind of like complicated and they got to approve your customers. They gave us a line of credit. We owe a little bit on it, not that much, but it's like kind of like revolving. So if you use it, you pay it, you know, you can use it again, that sort of thing. So yeah, they're the ones that did the UCC, I believe.
I see. Okay. But you don't have anything with them anymore.
I still have the account open, and we do have a balance on the line of credit. But I mean, I can pay that, and like it, I could use it again if I wanted to or not.
I see. Okay, cool. Yeah, sometimes factoring, from what I hear, is either it's really good or it's really not that good, just because they have to you know, talk to your customers and kind of talk on your behalf, which
right, it's kind of weird, and the customers, my customers get really confused.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, wait, why are they contacting me? What is this about? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, never mind.
Okay. And then, you know, with the additional $100K, what would you use the money for if you could?
Well, what I would use it for is, in our business, anytime you have inventory, you're definitely, like, guaranteed to sell more and sell at a higher profit. So I would just put it into buying inventory.
Oh, I see. Okay. So basically, the more you buy, the cheaper it is. Kind of like going to Costco.
Correct. Yep.
Okay.
And also, like, in the market, like, sometimes you can buy the last bit of something, and then you have the market on that.
That's true. Like, the last, you know, like, the closing sales or whatever, that sort of thing.
Exactly.
Okay. And then what is it that you guys specialize in?
So we specialize in supplying different airlines with aviation parts, and we also manage their repairs. Excuse me. So sometimes, like, you know, an airline might say, hey, I've got these 10 starter generators I need to get repaired, and they'll send it to us, and we'll find the repair stations to take care of it and, you know, and just kind of manage it for them. But mainly we supply parts for different types of aircraft. Mm-hmm.
I see. Okay. So you supply, you buy the parts, and then you also do the maintenance on it and do the repairs.
Well, we ourselves don't do it, but we will broker it. We basically broker it through the repair station.
Okay. Are there, like, a few airlines that you mainly work with?
Oh, yeah. Well, we've got a lot. We've got tons of customers, but there's, like, certain kinds that come to us. I mean, I sell to different people. A lot of them are charter airlines in the United States, AmeriFlight, SkyWest Airlines, you know, nothing like American or Delta or like that, but some smaller ones.
Okay. Smaller, like domestic ones.
Right, domestic, and then there's a lot of them do charter stuff.
I mean, we have the private tons of private planes and stuff.
Exactly. Yep, and we do tons of international customers as well.
Oh, okay. Nice. Do you get any discounts when you want to fly?
Not really. I wish.
That'd be good.
I mean, if it was overseas, I think I could, like, with the people overseas, because they're a little bit more lenient on that. Like, here, it's a little bit harder to get that done.
I see. Okay. Okay, especially with the charter planes, because those are expensive, too.
Right. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe I could get a discount on that.
Yeah. And then what type of ROI do you normally get from, like, all your inventory?
Well, I'm sorry, repeat that question again.
What type of ROI, like return, I guess, you get, like the margins, would you get from your inventory?
Oh, so our margin, like we have a goal, like every month, like our margins need to be at least like 35% at least, but it varies. Sometimes we've been up in the 40s, you know, so it just, we definitely want to be at 35%, and we want to, we've been, the last 3 months, we've had like 3 record months back to back, so we've actually been doing really, really, really good the last 3 months. But yeah, want to definitely be no less than 35%.
Okay, that's good. It's probably because of the travel season, right? So a lot of, there's more maintenance to it, more repairs because it's being used more.
It's pretty much like the summertime. Yeah, there's a lot of people traveling and whatnot.
Yeah. Okay. And then the loan that you have with Rapid. When did you first take that one out?
I think we took that out back in June or July. No, it was like June or July.
Okay.
We had some opportunities to buy like inventory, and we had some like just different things that we wanted to do, and so it was something like we didn't really want to pass up on, you know.
Okay. Was it a good investment for you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I said, we did have 3 record months, so that...
Right. Oh, yeah, that's true, So that's probably was part of it.
Yeah, because the thing about our business, too, is sometimes you have to front the money up front for certain orders before you're... Like, let's say your customer places an order for $50,000, but you got to spend $30,000 up front. If you don't have that money, that'll really hurt your cash flow. So cash to put up front really does help a lot.
I see. Okay. So did you have like a whole bunch of new orders and contracts that came in?
Right. We had some pretty big orders on some relays that people were looking for, and we were able to like get those up front, and we bought those for like, I think it was like $60,000, and we sold them for $80,000. So we made like $20,000 on it, you know. That was just one order and whatnot. So then that helps us to get money to buy other stuff and go so on and so forth.
Right. Okay. That's good. It sounds like it, you know, it definitely helped your business back then, June and July.
I mean, it sucks. The rates are really, really, really high, but, you know, if you got to do what you got to do at some time, you know.
Yeah. How much, what was the rate that they gave you?
You know what? I'm not 100% sure. I know that the loan was like 74 and the payback was like 94 or something like that.
Okay. Okay, and then how about the quarter spot one? When did you take that one out?
That was, I want to say it was a month before, because what was going on was we didn't realize we were going to need that much money. So we thought, oh, we'll just need, you know, $15,000, $20,000. And then, long story short, we took that one, and like 2 days later, Rapid approved us. We're like, oh. So
oh, man.
Yeah, because we were like waiting, and like other companies were like, you know, we were just checking, and we didn't really find one that we liked. And somebody recommended Rapid, and we were like waiting and waiting, and then the guy went on vacation, and I was like,
oh, geez.
I don't want to lose out on the sale. So we ended up going with Quarter Spot. And yeah, it was like 2 days later, boom. Like they just,
Oh. So it was like basically around the same time then.
Yeah, it was basically, I want to say, like, definitely within the same week, for sure.
Oh, wow, okay. And then, do you remember what the rate that they gave you? Probably it was more than Rapid, huh?
No, I remember they had a pretty good rate. I remember they had a really good rate. I don't remember what it was exactly.
I don't. Rebecca, hey, transfer them to your line, Rebecca.
Yeah, I don't remember it. It was it wasn't bad. I mean, it wasn't like super good, but it wasn't like as bad as Rapid.
Okay, no worries. And then how much longer do you have on these two loans?
I think the the quarter spot is going to be paid off in, well, let's see, based on what I owe and what it looks like 4 months. You hung up? Okay, looks like 4 months.
Four months left.
Yeah, and then Rapid looks like about 11 months.
11 months. Okay. Okay. And then the Blue Vine, I know it's just a line of credit, but what's the balance on that one?
I think it's $30,000.
$30,000, okay. Okay. Sounds good. And then how would you rate your credit? National average is about 680. Do you think you and your husband's around that, above that, or below that?
Actually, yeah, we're actually right at about 680. Last time I think my credit was 674, and my husband was like up there too. He was like around 680. Now, the only, our credit's really good. Like, we don't have any missed payments. We pay everything on time. The only thing is we, in 2013, my husband got really sick.
Oh,
he ended up having to file bankruptcy because he had so many different, just like medical bills.
Yeah,
wasn't covering it. So we, that was like our, what was recommended at the time from the lawyer. And but at the time, like, we weren't late on anything. It was just you know, you can kind of see it was strictly for medical reasons. But I mean, everything since then has also has been really good. So you know, it was unfortunate.
Is he okay now?
Oh yeah, yeah. He's okay now. He had, like, out of nowhere, he just came out with, like, acute kidney failure out of nowhere.
Oh,
like,
geez.
Never had kidney issues ever in his life, and just, like, he had gotten, like, some shots the day before, and before you know it, like, he was, like, super sick.
Oh,
so
wow.
He was hospitalized, like, 6 weeks. Yeah, but he's good now, thank God.
Yeah, that's good.
It was definitely scary times, for sure.
Yeah. Has the bankruptcy been cleared now, or is it still?
Oh, no, yeah, yeah. It was discharged in January of 2014.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
It's been like almost 3 years.
Oh, okay. It's not too bad then.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Okay. And then do you have, like, with your own personal bank, the business bank account, do you guys also have a line of credit with them, or you mainly have the lease lenders?
We don't have a line of credit with Chase. We're with Chase. They're not very, I'm going to say they're not very friendly to small businesses that are just starting out. Usually they want you to be in business at least like 5 to 10 years before they even like do line of credits.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they're really picky on how much they give and who they give it to. And then also it takes forever for them to even give an answer.
Yeah, they want you to like be like established for like a long time and
okay. And then do you have any other needs right now, because we also do equipment financing, so your pre-approval is actually for that too if you have any needs for that.
Well, we, as far as equipment, like what would that cover, like as far as like, because we just expanded our warehouse in the back and we're looking to buy like shelving, obviously equipment as far as like all the materials that we use for packing up the stuff, like boxes, bubble wrap, tables, weight scales, like we need all that stuff as well.
Okay. Yeah, so tables, weight scales, computers, software, that sort of
stuff. We need more software. We need one more license, and we need we need two more computers. Yeah, so we're kind of, that's another expense coming up here soon.
Okay. Yeah, that falls under equipment financing for us, and that is a traditional loan, so kind of like a car loan, 2 to 5 year term, monthly payments for sure, if you qualify for the equipment financing. When did you build out that warehouse?
We're actually waiting right now on a contractor to open up the hole in the back because it's another suite that's behind us. It's two times as big as where we are. As soon as they open up the hole, we're basically going to move in. We have not moved in yet. I mean, we have the keys. We're paying the rent, but the place is empty right now. So we bought desks, but we haven't bought the computers. We haven't bought the software, and we haven't bought the shelving or the tables.
Okay, cool. So all that you just listed, I think the shelving, the tables, and computers and software, that we can help you guys with that part.
Oh, Awesome.
Okay. And then do you know when he's going to open up that hole so that you guys can move in?
He's waiting on the city to approve. Like,
I see.
It's supposed to be, like, within the week or something like that.
Okay.
Actually, yesterday they just asked us for a floor plan, and we sent it over. And I guess I'm hoping, like, this week we'll have, like, an okay. So
yeah,
by next week we can start, like, moving stuff in, you know.
Okay. Perfect. So, yeah, we can if you do you have like someone that you're going to be buying all the equipment from already, or is that just
we don't. I mean, usually when we buy our computers, we've bought them at Best Buy.
Uh-huh.
The software we need, it's a license that every time we add employees, which we're planning on adding one or two more employees, we have to buy it from the people that we bought our aviation software program from, and those are like $1,500 each license.
Mm-hmm.
There's another module we need that's like another $1,500. So you're looking at about $5,000 there. And then the desk we have three desks. And as far as like the shelving, I mean, last time we just bought it from a local person. We might go back there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the materials, we buy a lot of stuff from Uline, but obviously I'd rather find someone cheaper.
Mm-hmm. So guesstimate maybe $10,000 or so, or a little less.
Oh, let's see, $5,000. Let's say about $10,000. That sounds about right.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. And if you get like a quote or invoices for all the equipment you need, you can send that over to me, and then I can look at that with the regards to equipment financing. But we can, you know, do that later once we take care of the capital side first.
Okay.
Because it sounds like you're not going to be doing the equipment side until about a week or two later, right?
A week or two, yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, I'd like to be in there as soon as possible.
Yeah. Well, if you want to, we can be proactive, and we can, if you get those quotes or invoices for all the equipment, I can start working on that too.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, perfect. So what I can do right now is I can send over the application. It's just a one-page application. Just need most recent 6 months of business bank statement, and then your most recent business tax return.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then also, since we're consolidating a few loans too, if you have your Rapid and your Quarter Spot contract on file, if you could shoot that over to me too, because the underwriters like to look at those.
Okay, not a problem.
Okay.
You got my email?
Let me see here. No, I don't have it on file. What's your email?
Okay, it's sales. At 316aviation.com.
Aviation.com. Okay, sales at 316aviation.com.
Yes, sales at 316aviation.com, yes.
Okay, cool. And that goes directly to you, or do I have to put attention to you?
No, that goes directly to me.
Okay, perfect. So I'll go ahead and send that over to you right now. Do you know when you will be able to gather all the documents into me?
I could probably get them today.
Okay, all right. Sounds good.
It should be on my computer.
Okay, that's good. All right, I'll look out for it, and you can email or fax, whichever way is easier for you. And once I get everything in, I'll send it over to the underwriting department. Process everything, get you an answer in about a day or two.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I'll talk to you later.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.